Hello, and welcome back to episode 52 of Your Birth Bestie podcast. Thank you so much for joining me and talking all about weight gain in pregnancy, what to expect, and some tips on how to manage a healthy body and baby during this time. And I wanted to talk a little bit about my own experience and how I've had weight gain in my pregnancies. And the way that my body type is and my high activity level being an athlete my entire life, my first pregnancy, I was really stuck on the data and stuck on that perfect amount of weight that I was supposed to gain based on my pre-pregnancy weight, based on the guidelines. And for me, I was told to gain between 25 and 35 pounds. And I didn't do anything specific to control my weight gain. But as soon as I went over that 35 pound mark that I gained, you know, sometime in my third trimester, I honestly felt instantly ashamed and unsure about what that meant for me or for my baby, for my pregnancy, my birth. I feel like a lot of women, a lot of us really have this harsh internal dialogue where we tell ourselves we are doing something terribly wrong and we are going to be the cause of harm to our baby or, you know, something like that is completely untrue. In reality, most women carry healthy babies and gain an appropriate amount of weight for themselves that reflects what their body and their baby actually needs to support a healthy pregnancy. In my case, I gained 45 pounds in both of my pregnancies, but it also turned out that my firstborn was almost 11 pounds and my second was over 9 pounds. In my first pregnancy, my midwife kept a close eye on my weight and would make comments to be aware of my weight gain, which of course I was, but it did cause a lot of added stress. And then the second time around, because I had such a big baby the first time, I also felt like I was being classified or judged as if a bit over that usual recommended weight gain guideline was going to be a huge issue for me. And I was instantly, you know, already fear-mongered at 12 weeks for my first prenatal visit that I was going to need a scheduled induction at 39 weeks. Really just due to the fear of gaining even more weight or having even a bigger baby and maybe causing complications. So that was my experience myself. Now, the third time around being pregnant with my third baby, I have followed that same trajectory where in the first trimester, I lose about 5 pounds. Then I am finally back to my pre-pregnancy weight at about 20 weeks. And now I am 24 weeks and have officially gained 5 pounds, which is exciting. And what is probably going to happen in the next 16 weeks is I'm going to gain 40 pounds, which seems crazy. But I am guessing again, I'm going to have a large baby most likely. But my body does this each time so far, and it has worked out well for me. And it's 10 pounds more than that recommended guideline, but it has not been an issue. So this time around, I have chosen to trust my body, not stress about the numbers, really focusing on eating a balanced diet as best as I can with no pressure at all, because eating during pregnancy for me has been really hard this time around. I have just been really, really picky. And then also listening to my body and getting as much movement as possible, which is fairly easy to stay active with chasing around my other two littles. So for me, a 45 pound weight gain put a red flag on my chart with my first two babies, but is something that I have learned more about and am trusting the process for this third baby. But anyways, I wanted to get into this episode where I will answer several of the most commonly asked questions about weight gain in pregnancy. Hey there, I'm Beth Connors, a midwife and mom of two, but also your birth bestie. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into everything you need to feel confident, prepared, and in control, from baby bump to delivery room, from practical tips to personal stories. We'll cover it all so you know exactly what to expect every step of the way. Let's get into it. One thing that I hear all the time from moms is how much weight should I gain during my pregnancy? And there is a guideline that is supported by ACOG, or the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, that recommends certain weight gain based on your BMI or your body mass index. And that is that women who have a BMI less than 18.5 are considered underweight, and it's recommended to gain between 28 and 40 pounds. Women of normal weight with a BMI between 18.5 and 25 are recommended to gain between 25 and 35 pounds. Women with a BMI between 25 and 30 are considered overweight and recommended to gain between 15 and 25 pounds. And then a BMI of 30 and over is classified as being obese and recommended to gain 11 to 20 pounds. And this is generally important because there are risks to gaining too little amount of weight and too much weight based on these guidelines. So too little weight gain can increase the risk of certain problems or complications during labor and your delivery process, such as a baby being born prematurely, having a low birth weight, or have experienced developmental concerns in pregnancy. If your weight gain is too much, there's also a risk for premature birth, high blood pressure, a large birth weight over 8 pounds, 13 ounces, heavy bleeding after delivery, and an increased risk of having a C-section. It can also be hard physically on moms who gain additional weight because there is, of course, that additional stress on your joints and your body, as well as an increased risk of developing diabetes. So just like anything else in pregnancy, though, there are guidelines and should, of course, be addressed. And you should know your individual risks and made aware of ways to be supported and have a healthy pregnancy. But it doesn't mean that there isn't room for your own individual medical history and your difference in lifestyle or other considerations maybe to keep in mind. For example, are women underweight because they have a really bad case of morning sickness? Are they a smoker, or maybe they have an eating disorder? We can't always know what is causing this quote-unquote abnormal weight gain, but there are also other medical conditions that can play a role in your own weight gain journey in pregnancy. So if you find yourself wondering how much weight you should gain during pregnancy, remember that it's not just about the number on the scale. It's about supporting the healthy development of your baby through routine prenatal care and maintaining your own well-being throughout this entire journey, remembering that you do have individual needs and values too. This is also why weight loss during pregnancy is generally not recommended unless there are certain circumstances advised by your doctor or midwife. But again, the focus should be on maintaining a healthy lifestyle rather than actively trying to lose weight. It is also completely normal to lose weight at the beginning of your pregnancy, like I did. And in that first trimester, even you might not gain any weight or gain very little. Usually weight gain is slower in that first trimester, and then it will increase in your second and third trimesters. So I just wanted to mention this because weight gain is not at all a linear process in pregnancy. It actually really fluctuates as your baby grows and your body undergoes all sorts of changes. And I know for me, I was gaining about 2 to 3 pounds per week in my third trimester. And if you were to look that up online, which of course I did, this was double or triple the recommendation. And in some circumstances, this amount of weight gain per week could be a sign for concern. And that's why we are managing moms, you know, prenatally every single week at the end of their pregnancy, if not more. So that could be something that is addressed. But for me, it was my body compensating for all of the changes that were happening, my very large baby that made up some of that weight too. And I wasn't someone that gained much weight in that first or really much in that second trimester. So it was my individual body's response to pregnancy in making up that weight gain later on. And it's actually kind of funny now because I am pregnant with my third. And based on what everybody says and what you hear, I was kind of expecting my belly bump to pop a lot sooner, but it really hasn't. And many people comment how tiny my belly is, and some people are really bothered by that or think it's offensive, but it really doesn't bother me all that much. Maybe some people are trying to use that as a compliment, which I appreciate if they think I have a cute little baby bump, which I don't really care about. But for others, this can cause so much anxiety and worry about the size of their baby bump or how much weight that they have gained. So all moms really just want to do what's best for their growing babies. And when you have somebody questioning your size of your bump or how much weight you've gained, whether it's a really small amount or they say, you know, you're going to pop, but you still have months and months to go, but they don't know that, that can be a really hard situation to deal with and not always knowing how to feel about that interaction. And I think just trusting your body and yourself and knowing that you are doing your absolute best to make sure that you are as healthy as possible for this pregnancy and for your baby is important. And also keeping in mind the, you know, different body type that you might be compared to somebody else. Like for me, I am almost 6 feet tall and my babies have been so low in my pelvis, literally from that you know, 8-week confirmation ultrasound. They have such a hard time finding baby in all of my pregnancies, just with how my torso is or how my pelvis is shaped. And my babies stay there for my entire pregnancy. They're always very, very low. So I am very late to pop, and I don't always show until the end when, you know, I just told you I gained 45 pounds, and I can definitely see that at the end of my pregnancy, but it takes me a while to get there. And everybody is on their own trajectory in their pregnancy of how they gain weight and how their baby grows. So it's really just so individualized. And yeah, just having trust in your body and yourself and in whatever plans you have to have a healthy pregnancy, I think is just important to keep that mindset and really try not to let other people's comments make you feel bad about what you are doing, because you are doing the best for your body and for your baby. So I do have some advice about this regarding how to actually manage healthy weight gain during your pregnancy. But again, this is just a guideline to follow as well. You know your body best, and using your intuition and nourishing and moving your body as it feels right to you is also the most important thing that needs to be respected. So important things to focus on here are eating a balanced diet, staying active as it's safe to do so for you in your individual situation, and keeping in mind any pregnancy risk that maybe you have. So getting that figured out with your provider and making sure that's safe for you is important. And then getting enough rest and hydration every single day. Many moms also have cravings like junk food or sugary snacks, and eating those in moderation can help. But also, if you have a day where you really don't eat great and you don't move your body at all, that doesn't define your pregnancy or who you are as a mom. It is all about balance. And some days we nourish our bodies better than others, and that's okay. I know for me, at the beginning of my pregnancy, all I wanted was really salty, greasy burgers. And I am not one that usually likes to eat fast food because I really just don't like it that much. I don't like how it makes me feel. But there were several weeks where 1 to 2 times per week, I couldn't eat anything else. And I just needed to get my calories in for the day. So I would find a fast food place, and it was just the best thing ever. That was really actually new for me during this pregnancy and hasn't happened with either of my other girls. But I just try to eat healthy, you know, when I can and when I feel like it, which definitely is not 100% of the time. I also indulge in unhealthy snacks or treats, but just being mindful of moderation is what my goal is personally, and trying not to obsess over anything. So there's really no need for stress or guilt at this point, and we really just have to do again what is best for us in the moment and what we can tolerate. Especially with my 2 little kids at home, I feed them first, and sometimes they have a meltdown right when they're done with lunch, and then I'm not able to eat my own food for an hour later, or I don't eat it at all, and I'm just snacking throughout the day. So it's finding time to balance what your needs are with what else is going on in your life, whether that's work or kids or other things. So making it a priority if you can, which is something that I will advise you to do, but I also struggle with that myself. So no need for stress or guilt at this point, no matter what happens, just doing our best. And then if you're looking for ideas about meals or different snacks, some go-tos for me are whole grains, leafy greens, fruits, full-fat dairy products like Greek yogurt, lean proteins like chicken and fish. And then I also enjoy making homemade granola bars or balls, energy balls, and trail mix. I also will mix in unflavored collagen powder for extra protein if I can tolerate that texture change. I'm still getting used to the very slight texture change with the collagen powder. I use nut butters for extra protein and calories, and then chia seeds or flax seeds sprinkled on salads or in my homemade granola bar recipes, stirred into yogurt for extra fiber, you know, those omega-3 fatty acids. And they can also actually help balance your blood sugar control. And I can also link in the show notes the different types of fish that are safe to eat in pregnancy, as well as the collagen powder that I use. So you can click on those in the show notes. And whether you are struggling eating anything or your appetite is completely back 100%, remember that you really only need about 300 extra calories during pregnancy. So you are definitely not eating for two, like many people say. It is not time to restrict calories to try to lose weight though, or, you know, to double what you have been eating. It's all about balance, eating when you're hungry, and trying to get about 300 extra calories each day to support your growing baby. Some people really struggle with nutrition and weight gain during pregnancy, and it can be very challenging. But there are also people that you can reach out to for help. You may have someone local to you that you can reach out to and work with. Otherwise, I do want to share about a dietitian friend that I refer clients to, and her name is Liz, and she is a dietitian and a hormone health coach offering one-on-one services, specializing in helping pregnant moms. And she also has a program called Foundations of Hormone Balance that gives a really good foundation for developing and maintaining a healthy diet postpartum, as well as stress and lifestyle changes and hormone balance. These can be really tricky things to manage, and having support throughout your pregnancy and then into your postpartum journey, if this is an area that you are interested in, you know, nutrition and nourishing your body in that way, can be so helpful. And I definitely recommend Liz if you are looking for somebody to work with. So I will put her information in the show notes as well, but you can find her on Instagram at moms.hormone.dietitian and check out all of her resources there. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast today. I hope this episode gave you more insight as to how much weight gain is recommended during pregnancy and why these guidelines are actually in place. I also hope you feel confident in trusting your body and your intuition while providing nourishment and finding ways to be active and to maintain a healthy body weight. There are risks to too little weight gain or too much weight gain, like we mentioned, but there are also many women that deviate from this in either direction and have healthy pregnancies and babies. My advice to you is to do the best you can in staying within these parameters within a healthy lifestyle, but also if your body responds to pregnancy and you gain a different amount, instead of stressing and feeling guilty, please trust the process and, above else, listen to your body. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this podcast, and I will be back here next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.